is so beautiful.
Is it? You like it?
This is special down here.
Yeah, people, they feel such an energy from here.
The Homerdale Community Farm is more than a four-acre garden on the fringe of Navajo Nation in southern Utah. For the last 6 years, Leon Sampson, Reverend Deacon for the St. Christopher Episcopal Church in Bluff, has cultivated the community farm as a place where people can reconnect to their farming roots and learn new skills. For Sampson, growing one's own food is an act of economic empowerment. It's also a way for older generations to share their knowledge with Navajo youth.
A lot of times you'll see that that's what's needed, is that same teaching, the old way teaching. The word is "da'at," means a long time ago, and when that phrase is kind of emphasizes the old way of teaching, and I believe that. Now we get so lax in the ready-made food and preservatives that it's just taking over who we are as people, and those teachings are getting lost. So we're creating that same space for the elders to come and teach the kids, not only practice of farming and eating healthy, but also traditional ways of praying.
About a dozen families plant crops each year at the farm. Some people come just to sit and pull weeds. They tell Sampson it's therapeutic. A court diversion program sends individuals to maintain a plot on the site as a way of fulfilling community service hours. Sampson has witnessed how important the garden has been for both children of other families and his own.
They had that connection. They had this idea of growing something, taking care of it, and having themselves in it, showing that this is what they produce. And so there's a whole spirituality between that.
Lauren Hannibal has been working with Sampson to find out what it takes to establish a community garden in the desert. She is a dietitian with the Utah Navajo Health System, and many of her patients are diabetic. Starting a community garden in Montezuma Creek is part of a multi-pronged effort she is involved with to help people prevent and manage chronic diseases.
People want to make changes. Like, people tell me all the time, like, they want to eat better. They just don't feel like they have the means or the ability to eat better. And it's going to take a long time to change that thought process. Like, we can grow our own food. We do have the ability to eat better.
At a restaurant in Bluff, serving freezer-burned, half-wilted salads, Hannibal says many people's diets are high in processed, refined foods because that is what is available to them. Most people don't make weekly grocery trips because that's gas money they can't afford. She sees people who don't have electricity, running water, or refrigeration at their homes, which adds another layer to the challenges of storing perishables after the long drive home.
When you don't have access to food, and most of your food's carbohydrate, and a lot of it's refined carbs too, or things that have a lot of sugar in it, it makes the diet part extremely difficult.
Another obstacle for residents receiving food assistance benefits, such as WIC or SNAP, is finding a place where they can actually use the vouchers.
We're so close to Arizona and we're so close to New Mexico or Colorado, but if you get WIC benefits, you know, you can't go to Walmart in Colorado because it's Utah-based.
That's why it's critical for convenience stores, gas stations, and trading posts on the reservation to stock their shelves with healthy food items. A fruit and vegetable prescription program expanding across Navajo Nation called Community Outreach and Patient Empowerment connects local growers with area businesses and incentivizes stores to carry fresh produce by taking away the risk of stocking items that won't sell. The goal is to create a sustainable program. For Hannibal, it's about creating a culture of health.
If we start making that connection where what we eat really does matter and it impacts our life in ways that we didn't really realize, then maybe that will start the wheels turning and changes start to happen.
With Utah Public Radio, this is Kristen Munson.